We've got a bedroom battle, trouble in marriage paradise, and a special musical guest star. Stay tuned, guys. It's episode 2 of Family Reunion.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Welcome in. Welcome in. We are watching episode 2 of Family Reunion on Netflix titled Remember Charlie Wilson, because he is our musical guest star for this episode. In addition to that, we have a battle of the bedrooms with some of our co-stars and Grandma and Grandpa butt heads. But before we get into all of that, let's introduce you to my co-host. We have Shay right here. Say hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
And we have Zakiya over there.
Hello.
And we are so excited to dive right in. We're going to talk about everything that happened in the show, as well as we got some news and gossip and a special segment where we talk about some of our favorite Madeira sayings. But before we get into all that, ladies, what did you think of the show?
Okay, so this is the episode I was in studio audience for, so
Oh, cool.
I've known about it for months, and I was just so happy to see it like come to fruition, because I love Charlie Wilson.
Yes.
And like, it's so funny, when we were there at the studio, they kept talking about it, but it didn't, like, in my head, it didn't register that he would actually show up. So when he did, I was like, yes! Like, you talked about him so much and you brought him live here in person. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, that's exciting.
Cool.
Okay, so I absolutely loved it. Of course, Charlie Wilson was probably, like, the best part. Mm-hmm. But then also, just so much shade Madeira's been throwing lately. I said, yes, shade queen. Yes,
ma'am. Yes. I loved it, too. I thought this episode was so funny. We had so many funny moments. Yeah. But we also had a lot of life lessons in there that we're going to talk about. So our first thing was, we had kind of a battle of the bedrooms. We started off with Jade and Ami going back and forth because they did not want to not only share a room, but share a bed. What did you guys think of that? Did you think they were overreacting?
I mean, Jay's a teenager. Like, how, like, you really don't want to share your bedroom with your little sister.
Right.
Especially because as you get older, you might want to have a guy over and your girl, your little sister's, like, stuffed animals are in the corner. And you're just like, oh, that's not mine. It's
right.
My little sister's. I think it's understandable. And Naomi's just like, I'm just here.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think she was overreacting. I mean, I remember when I didn't even share a bed with my sister, but I shared a room and she would sleep in my bed. And it's honestly annoying because they sleep while you wake up. You can't get comfortable. So, like, she wasn't overreacting at all. And I'm happy they finally found her, like, a room, I guess, the attic.
Yes. I wasn't so much shocked that they had them sharing a room, but I was shocked that they had them sharing a bed, because who wants to share beds with someone? And we saw in, you know, those segments that, you know, they're having issues with her kicking her and laying on her and all types of battles of the bed. So that was funny to watch. But like you said, they did end up giving her her own room. They ended up finding her a room in the attic. Would you all live in the attic?
As long as it was clean and I didn't have to worry about creatures of the night. I would try it. I would attempt it.
I don't know if I could do an attic. Could you do an attic?
For sure. I mean, now, as an adult, no. But as a teenager, that feels like your own little house when it's the attic. Like, you're like, okay, bye. I'm going to my little house. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I can do it.
Yep. So they put her in the attic. They were able to clean everything out. But Madeira made sure to tell them, don't touch any of my stuff. And we ended up finding out that when you tell kids not to touch stuff, that means they're going to touch it regardless. And Shaka and Mazi ended up opening up a very sacred box to Grandma and finding the picture of Charlie Wilson, which ended up in a dispute between Madeira and Grandpa. What did you guys think of that?
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. Okay, first when they opened the box, they called it the Pandora box, and they opened the box and they seen the picture of Charlie Wilson, and Shaka called him the mix of Dave Chappelle and Prince.
He said when Dave Chappelle played Prince, to play him. It didn't look anything like him, but I thought that was so funny.
Right. It was hilarious. And then also them talking to the Walkman.
Like, it was Alexa. Yeah. And you're just like, I need you to look at your history.
Millennial problems.
Right.
But how would they know? They're like 10 years old. They wouldn't know how to use a Walkman nowadays. Do they even know what the play button looks like?
True, but it's just hilarious. It just shows the difference between, like, old school and new school. Like, to just be that, I guess not
Clueless.
Okay, yeah. That's a better word to use. Mm-hmm. So definitely to be that clueless is kind of funny because it's just like, I know what that is, being like in the middle. But then they're like, wait, what is this? Walkman. It's broke. It's
right. Broke. I was shocked that they even knew that he even knew who Charlie Wilson was, the younger brother. I mean, he is a legend, but, you know, he didn't know what a Walkman was, but he knew who Charlie Wilson was. So that shows how much of a legend Charlie Wilson is. Now, the message on the picture of Charlie Wilson was like, you know, love you forever. Like, you know, beautiful sentiments. Do you think that Grandpa was well in his rights to be upset about what he said?
No. First of all, because you got my marriage years wrong. And, like, while you worried about Charlie Wilson, I would have got on the fact that you keep saying we was married for 42. Mm-hmm. Where did the other year? We got 43 years, sir. Mm-hmm. I would have been pulling that out of my hat. That's some artillery for later to be used against you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the same. Like, no, he doesn't have the right. But, like, Madeira told Jade, she's like, sometimes men are just territorial. Yeah. And I think we see that a lot with men in particular. And then saying, like, it's some things that just they just don't need to know. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I can see that. Or that a lady needs to keep to herself. I'm like, okay, yeah.
I mean, she needs to have a few secrets. Like, just a few. Just, like, not anything that are terrible. Just, like, right. Her own personal mm-hmm. things that, you know, you do to protect some people mm-hmm. from their feelings.
And it could have just been insecurity, you know. Not only could it have been an ex-boyfriend, but it's also Charlie Wilson, who's, like, this legend that everybody's fangirling over in the living room. But I do get it from Madeira's standpoint, where it's, like, how are you not trusting me? You know, we've been married for 43 years, and you find an old picture of something that you think happened, and now you're upset.
And also. So I guess during the time they had like that little conversation where she was like, you didn't even want me. Mm-hmm. You didn't want me. And now you're mad because I basically went about my life for that year. He's like, I told you I wanted to marry you. I just needed some time.
And I'm like, she said, I gave you time. But whether she did or she didn't have something with Charlie Wilson, the fact that I gave you what you asked for, so during that time, you don't have a right to question whatever I did because you needed time to figure out if you wanted me to be a part of your life full time and forever time. Mm-hmm. So, as a pastor, I'm gonna need you to, you know, reel it back, sir. Just a tad.
I got it. Well, before we move on to the rest of our topics, Lakia, you have a message for our viewers.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to do what we love every day. And thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Now, if you want us to keep coming back and keep giving you more, well, obviously we'll do that anyway. But make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and also give us a thumbs up, like it. Also comment on our iTunes channel. Give us 5 stars. Do everything you can do and you got to do to make us poppin' and make us what we are, the best of ESPN TV Talk.
That's right. Yes, we cannot be the best of the best without our wonderful viewers out there supporting us.
Yes.
So getting right back to it, we left off before you did our message where they had just found the picture of Charlie Wilson and now Granddad is upset. And the boys feel bad because they feel like they brought all of this to the surface and now Grandpop and Madeira are mad at each other. So they kind of do their own little things to kind of get them back together. They get a cake for Grandpa and they get some flowers for Madeira. But neither one works because Grandpa ruins the cake and Grandma messes up the flowers. Do you think they were overreacting?
Well, now it's a case of I feel betrayed, and in Madeira's case, you're not trusting me. So the flowers is definitely just not over. It was just like, you really think you can just buy my affection mm-hmm. or back like make me forgive you. Mm-hmm. The pound cake, however, that's just no reason to ruin pound cake.
A good pound cake.
I'm sorry, pound cake is great. Yeah, that's not something you should destroy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
I thought it was funny. I feel mm-hmm. like when I always see grandparents arguing, mm-hmm. like, even though they're so mad, it's always, like, a little bit of comedy in it. So, like, yeah, it was slightly overreacting. But, again, like, it was kind of like, oh, they'll be over it. And everyone treated it as such, but still, like, kind of upset that they're mad because Madeira wasn't cooking. Mm-hmm. Not because they were arguing, but because they were hungry.
Or in Jade's case, because Madeira didn't want to sleep in the bed with Grandpa, so she ended up in the bed with her. And now, once again, mm-hmm. she doesn't have her own bed or her own room. So situations like that, right?
Exactly.
It took 20 minutes for her prayer.
Oh, 20 minutes for her to say a prayer. So with all of that, the boys decided to do one last scheme. And it was the best scheme of all because we got to see Charlie Wilson. He invited Charlie Wilson over to the family so he can kind of explain what their dynamic was. How excited were you all and how, you know, happy were you that they were able to work things out with Charlie?
I was excited because even being on set, especially when he sung a cappella at the end, it was just like such a great feeling because this man is seriously amazing. Mm-hmm. And what he's done in the music industry is awesome. Also, you know, Snoop Dogg's uncle, you know, those are things you don't dismiss. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just really cool to see that, one, you're still here, you're still doing music, and you're still just reminding everybody that you are incredible and that you made an impact.
Mm-hmm. I was excited as well. I think what really made me excited is seeing everyone else's reaction. Because when he first came through the door, like, regardless of this argument and him being, like, the center of this big argument, literally everyone else was excited. They're like, oh, Jay taking a picture, Coco taking a picture. Even the son, he's like, you need me to do something. Then once he, like, commented on Mo's, he's like, oh, thank you. If you want to see my rings. And then he's like, if you don't sit down, he's like, But I liked everyone's reaction because, again, like, it was more so fun for them, which I think was hilarious, rather than, like, an actual argument.
So now that we've seen everything kind of culminate and they come together, we got some music out of it, yada-da-da-da, who do you think was the most in the wrong in the situation? Was it Grandma for keeping it a secret, or was it Grandpa for getting upset about something that happened years ago?
Grandpa.
Okay.
But that's only because you took me saying trimming his mustache as something sexual when it was just seriously me just being a stylist during that time, but you also didn't give me a chance to actually explain anything about what happened back in the day. You just automatically thought that I cheated on you without cheating on you because we were on a break. So, yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely Grandpa Jeff, for sure.
Jeff.
For sure. Just because, like, I mean, if I had to choose, like, he would just overreacted completely, and that's why they were in the argument and to begin with.
I agree with that. So now that all of that has culminated in our episode, what are y'all predictions for next week's episode? We had to get our music.
I predict that Vacation Bible School is going to be fun.
Okay.
I predict just more Madeer sayings, for sure. More of her sayings.
And speaking of Madeer sayings, we're going to get right into our special segment now that we've wrapped up our episode. Shay, want to take that over for us?
So we all have those grandma, grandpa moments of just wisdom or just things they say that really stick with us as we get older. And Madeer is the queen of her sayings because they're so hilarious. So in this one, when Jade asked her what happened to mi casa, es su casa, she says, oh no, mi casa, my casa. And if you don't like it, pay your renta.
Yes.
Which is, she's like, you didn't think I was bilingual, right? So, which is just true. Like, if you're moving into your grandparents' house, it's no longer just a mi casa, es su casa, because and a lot of older people think, if you want to, you know, say something about the house, if you want to contribute, then you actually have a say in what's happening in the house. If you pay rent, an electric bill, any kind of bill, I'm happy to listen to you. But until you do, no. Just classic things that grandpas and moms still do for their children.
Yes.
So, you know, I thought that was funny.
Very funny, but also very relevant, you know, in our day-to-day lives and things that we should kind of walk with in our day-to-day journey. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Zakiya, do you have some news and gossip for us?
Okay, guys, I do. I have some news. So Jade can sing. So she can sing. She has a YouTube channel that has a couple of videos of her singing, and she also has a single that just released. So the single is called "I Am Not Jealous." So if you guys have not listened to it, make sure you do because it's honestly really good. Like, I listen.
Good.
And it's on every major platform.
Yes.
Nice.
So fans out there, look at those pictures. Look at her in the studio. So fans out there, make sure you go out and not only continue to support the show, but support Jade in her singing pursuits. Yes. So that is everything for today, guys. We have finished up with episode 2, but of course you'll see us again next time on episode 3. But until then, let us know who you are.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones.
And I am Zakiya Wilbur, and you can find me at Zakiya W underscore.
And I'm Alexis Brown. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Lexi Fierce. But for now, continue to watch us on the Family Reunion After Show. And until next time, deuces.
See you later.
Hi. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.